A plane crashed in New York City shortly after 9 o'clock this morning, Eastern Time. The plane was American Airlines Flight 587, departing Kennedy Airport for Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic. It was a twin-engine Airbus A300 with a seating capacity of 275. All major airports in the New York area were closed following the crash, and planes were diverted elsewhere. The crash came 2 months and a day after terrorists hijacked 4 planes and attacked the World Trade Center in New York and the Pentagon in Arlington, Virginia. Joining me now is NPR's Barbara Bradley. Good morning.
Good morning.
What about the cause of the crash?
Well, everyone is kind of scrambling to try to find that out. As you know, it's a federal holiday, so many people at the FBI aren't around today. Now, right now, I understand that thus far, the government is not aware of any distress call coming from the plane, either from a passenger or from the pilot. There was apparently no warning about this. There was no intelligence suggesting that an attack was coming. It was apparently not. This is not related in any way to the recent alerts that we've heard from the Attorney General. But others say that normally you don't get a specific warning in this kind of attack, and so they're just trying to figure it out right now. Now, I should mention that they're looking at several different possibilities. One source says the fact that the plane was climbing out is a good sign that the passengers were buckled into their seats. It's harder to get out. It's harder to take over the plane. On the other hand, the pilots are not expecting something to happen when they're climbing out. So that might have provided an opportunity if there was a terrorist attack and people taking over the plane.
Terrorist attack, of course, is what we all immediately jump to and in the wake of September 11th, but there's been no evidence that of any sort of thing this morning.
Right, that's right. Now, let me tell you some of the possibilities that they're having to look at right now. One, a government official mentioned on TV the possibility of a shoulder-fired missile. And I was talking to one intelligence person about that, and he said, well, there's a possibility because there are eyewitness reports, and at this point, just eyewitness reports that the engine came off of the plane, was separated. And, you know, in a shoulder-fired missile, it would seek the heat of the engine and hit that. So that's one thing they're looking at. They're looking at also a bomb in the cargo. However, if there's a bomb, generally the whole plane breaks up, and I'm not sure that we've seen evidence of that. And then they're, of course, looking at the possibility that passengers took over, that terrorists took over the plane. And then they're looking at the possibility that it was a mechanical error.
Of course, there's been a significant increase in airport security over the past 2 months.
That's right. Although people are divided about that, they have been more careful. More careful about screening passengers, looking at handheld luggage, that kind of thing. I was talking to one person who said he wasn't positive, wasn't sure if those two airport or if JFK had gone to positive bag matches. That is, making sure that the bag doesn't get on unless a passenger gets on. We're not sure if they went on to that yet. Other people say that, you know, the security measures thus far have not been all that effective. It takes time to strengthen the bulkhead between the cockpit and the rest of the plane. We're not sure if these planes had locks on the pilot's doors. And then the other things may not have really been in place. You know, how much real screening are we doing? And so there's a division on that.
NPR's Barbara Bradley.